We'll begin now with the prelude. This is John Murphy, New Beginnings.
Here I go again, doing things I said I wouldn't do, saying words I know don't honor you. Yet I know in my heart what I want to do and say, but it just seems to never go that way. Can I really ask your forgiveness again and again? Why do I repeat the same old sin? Lord, give me your strength, for I want to please you. Can you really forgive and make me new?
Welcome to the Interactive Church Wednesday Testimony Meeting, a Christian Science teleconference hosted by CSDirectory.com. We're delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, the web address is csinteractivechurch.org. Within the turquoise box, click on the first link, which provides the order of service and links to the words of the hymns and other information. During the meeting, we will mute everyone's phone to help eliminate background noises, thereby enabling a clearer connection. Later in the meeting, if you'd like to share a testimony, simply press star 2 and your phone will be unmuted. Only the readings portion of this meeting will be recorded so that individuals around the world may have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. Let's begin our service with singing hymn number 140. I shall read all of the verses before we join in song, and a reminder that the link to the words of this hymn are on the Order of Service webpage. If on our daily course our mind be set to hallow all we find, new treasures still of countless price, God will provide for sacrifice. Old friends, old scenes, will lovelier be, as more of heaven in each we see. Some softening gleam of love and prayer shall dawn on every cross and care. New mercies, each returning day, around us hover while we pray. Old fears are past, old sins forgiven. New thoughts of God reveal our heaven. Welcome to this healing service at csinteractivechurch.org. The topic of the readings for this Wednesday meeting is New Year, New You. The hymns are 140, 363, and 218. I shall be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. 2 Corinthians. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Ezekiel. Thus saith the Lord God, for I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Psalms. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Mark. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. No man also seweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filled it up taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles. Ephesians. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off, concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. John. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Isaiah, For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, As the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And from Science and Health. Willingness to become as a little child and to leave the old for the new renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. Wine. Inspiration. Understanding. Divine science does not put new wine into old bottles, soul into matter, nor the infinite into the finite. Our false views of matter perish as we grasp the facts of spirit. The old belief must be cast out, or the new idea will be spilled, and the inspiration, which is to change our standpoint, will be lost. Now, as of old, truth casts out evils and heals the sick. Each successive stage of experience unfolds new views of divine goodness and love. When we learn in science how to be perfect, even as our Father in heaven is perfect, thought is turned into new and healthy channels towards the contemplation of things immortal, and away from materiality to the principle of the universe, including harmonious man. If man was solely a creature of the material senses, he would have no eternal principle and would be mutable and mortal. Human logic is awry when it attempts to draw correct spiritual conclusions regarding life from matter. Finite sense has no true appreciation of infinite principle, God, or of his infinite image or reflection, man. The mirage which makes trees and cities seem to be where they are not illustrates the illusion of material man, who cannot be the image of God. If man was first a material being, he must have passed through all the forms of matter in order to become man. If the material body is man, he is a portion of matter or dust. On the contrary, man is the image and likeness of spirit, and the belief that there is soul in sense or life in matter obtains in mortals, alias mortal mind, to which the apostle refers when he says that we must put off the old man. What is man? Brain, heart, blood, bones, etc.? The material structure? If the real man is in the material body, you take away a portion of the man when you amputate a limb. The surgeon destroys manhood, and worms annihilate it. But the loss of a limb or injury to a tissue is sometimes the quickener of manliness. And the unfortunate cripple may present more nobility than the statuesque athlete, teaching us by his very deprivations that a man's a man for a bat. When we admit that matter, heart, blood, brain, acting through the five physical senses, constitutes man, we fail to see how anatomy can distinguish between humanity and the brute, or determine when man is really man and has progressed farther than his animal progenitors. When the supposition that spirit is within what it creates and the potter is subject to the clay is individualized, truth is reduced to the level of error, and the sensible is required to be made manifest through the insensible. What is termed matter manifests nothing but a material mentality. Neither the substance nor the manifestation of spirit is obtainable through matter. Spirit is positive. Matter is spirit's contrary, the absence of spirit. For positive spirit to pass through a negative condition would be spirit's destruction. So far as the scientific statement as to man is understood, it can be proved and will bring to light the true reflection of God, the real man or the new man, as St. Paul has it. The real man is spiritual and immortal, but the mortal and imperfect so-called children of men are counterfeits from the beginning, to be laid aside for the pure reality. This mortal is put off, and the new man, or real man, is put on in proportion as mortals realize the science of man and seek the true model. We cannot fathom the nature and quality of God's creation by diving into the shallows of mortal belief. We must reverse our feeble flutterings, our efforts to find life and truth in matter, and rise above the testimony of the material senses, above the mortal to the immortal idea of God. These clearer, higher views inspire the godlike man to reach the absolute center and circumference of his being. By putting off the old man with his deeds, mortals put on immortality. A Christian scientist and an opponent are like two artists. One says, I have spiritual ideals, indestructible and glorious. When others see them as I do in their true light and loveliness, and know that these ideals are real and eternal, because drawn from truth, they will find that nothing is lost and all is won by a right estimate of what is real. The other artist replies, "You wrong my experience. I have no mind ideals except those which are both mental and material. It is true that materiality renders these ideals imperfect and destructible. Yet I would not exchange mine for thine, for mine give me such personal pleasure, and they are not so shockingly transcendental. They require less self-abnegation and keep soul well out of sight. Moreover, I have no notion of losing my old doctrines or human opinions." Dear reader, which mind picture or externalized thought shall be real to you? The material or the spiritual? Both you cannot have. You are bringing out your own ideal. This ideal is either temporal or eternal. Either spirit or matter is your model. If you try to have two models, then you practically have none. Like a pendulum in a clock, you will be thrown back and forth, striking the ribs of matter and swinging between the real and the unreal. Progress is born of experience. It is the ripening of mortal man through which the mortal is dropped for the immortal. Either here or hereafter, suffering or science must destroy old illusions regarding life and mind and regenerate material sense and soul. The old man with his deeds must be put off. Nothing sensual or sinful is immortal. The death of a false material sense and of sin, not the death of organic matter, is what reveals man and life harmonious, real, and eternal. A woman whom I cured of consumption always breathed with great difficulty when the wind was from the east. I sat silently by her side a few moments. Her breath came gently. The inspirations were deep and natural. I then requested her to look at the weather vane. She looked and saw that it pointed due east. The wind had not changed, but her thought of it had, and so her difficulty in breathing had gone. The wind had not produced the difficulty. My metaphysical treatment changed the action of her belief on the lungs, and she never suffered again from east winds, but was restored to health. Correct material belief by spiritual understanding, and spirit will form you anew. The true theory of the universe, including man, is not in material history, but in spiritual development. Inspired thought relinquishes a material, sensual, and mortal theory of the universe and adopts the spiritual and immortal. The revelator had not yet passed the transitional stage in human experience called death, but he already saw a new heaven and a new earth. Through what sense came this vision to St. John? Not through the material visual organs for seeing, for optics are inadequate to take in so wonderful a scene. Were this new heaven and new earth terrestrial or celestial, material or spiritual? They could not be the former, for the human sense of space is unable to grasp such a view. The revelator was on our plane of existence while yet beholding what the eye cannot see, that which is invisible to the uninspired thought. This testimony of Holy Writ sustains the fact in science that the heavens and earth, to one human consciousness, that consciousness which God bestows, are spiritual, while to another, the unillumined human mind, the vision is material. This shows unmistakably that what the human mind terms matter and spirit indicates states and stages of consciousness. Accompanying the scientific consciousness was another revelation, even the declaration from heaven, supreme harmony, that God, the divine principle of harmony, is ever with men, and they are his people. Thus man was no longer regarded as a miserable sinner, but as the blessed child of God. Why? Because St. John's corporeal sense of the heavens and earth had vanished, and in place of this false sense was the spiritual sense, the subjective state, by which he could see the new heaven and new earth, which involved the spiritual idea and consciousness of reality. This is scriptural authority for concluding that such a recognition of being is and has been possible to men in this present state of existence, that we can become conscious here and now of a cessation of death, sorrow, and pain. What a contrast between our Lord's Last Supper and his last spiritual breakfast with his disciples in the bright morning hours at the joyful meeting on the shore of the Galilean Sea. His gloom had passed into glory, and his disciples' grief into repentance, hearts chastened, and pride rebuked. Convinced of the fruitlessness of their toil in the dark, and wakened by their master's voice, they changed their methods, turned away from material things, and cast their net on the right side. Discerning Christ, truth, anew on the shore of time, they were enabled to rise somewhat from mortal sensuousness, or the burial of mind in matter, into newness of life as spirit. The spiritual meeting with our Lord in the dawn of a new light is the morning meal which Christian Scientists commemorate. They bow before Christ, truth, to receive more of his reappearing, and silently to commune with the divine principle, love. They celebrate their Lord's victory over death, his probation in the flesh after death, its exemplification of human probation, and his spiritual and final ascension above matter or the flesh when he rose out of material sight. Our baptism is a purification from all error. Our church is built on the divine principle, love. We can unite with this church only as we are newborn of spirit, as we reach the life which is truth, and the truth which is life, by bringing forth the fruits of love, casting out error, and healing the sick. Our Eucharist is spiritual communion with the one God. Our wine, the inspiration of love, the draught our Master drank and commended to his followers. Let us feel the divine energy of Spirit, bringing us into newness of life and recognizing no mortal nor material power as able to destroy. This concludes the readings.